Welcome to the Brute Strength Podcast, bringing you worldwide experts from all areas of health and fitness. We cover training, nutrition, coaching, and mindset. Welcome your host, strength and conditioning coach, 2012 and 2013 CrossFit Games champ, Michael Cashew. Mind, body, brute.
Hey, and welcome back. My name is Mike Cashew, and you're listening to the Brute Strength Podcast. This week is the beginning of a special episode, or rather a series of episodes that we're calling the What is Brute podcast series. The reason that we started this is because we've started to do more in-person camps this year. And at the beginning, I always give the story of how we started Brute. And we noticed at the last camp how much this really resonates with people, how interesting they thought it was. So we're creating this series of videos for anyone that is interested in learning why we started this company and what we're all about. So I'll give you a little backstory. Before Brute started in the first place, I was working, or rather Matt Bruce, my business partner, got me an internship in the strength and conditioning department at LSU, Louisiana State University, the team that I grew up idolizing and being a raving fan of for my entire life. So I was super fired up. I got this internship and I felt indebted to Matt, and I asked him what I could do to repay him. And so he said he knew that I was coaching some people remotely one-on-one. I would just send them either a powerlifting program or a CrossFit training program, and then they would pay me via PayPal. He knew I was doing this for like a handful of people. And he said, why don't we team up? You create the program and you just tell me where to put the weightlifting, and I'll just do the weightlifting portion of it. I thought to myself, no one will pay for this. This is a silly idea, but Matt wants to do it. I owe him one, so let's do it. And so I would show up at LSU 4:30 in the morning every day, and we would have about five different groups throughout the day, and they would be about 60 minutes each. And in the 30 minutes that I had in between groups, I would go into the little office that we had, and I would program for athletes. And at the time we were called Bruce Barbell. And so we got up to about coaching about 30 people. It was just Matt and I. And one day we were doing a camp in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I saw one of the participants coaching other participants in how to do a muscle up. And at first I was really pissed off that one of the participants was coaching when we were supposed to be coaching. And then I stepped aside and watched him for a second, and I realized that he was teaching a muscle up in a way that I've never seen it taught, and it was actually better than the way that I had learned how to do a muscle up. To make a long story short, this guy was Nick Sorrell, who we later asked that day to do the gymnastics programming for the athletes that we were coaching. And so now we had a team of three. And looking back, that was the first group. We were the first group of people to start creating a team of experts for CrossFit athletes. Now, this is all in 2013. In 2014, I decided that I was going to move back to Salt Lake City. I was going to leave LSU. I was going to move back to Salt Lake City to buy a gym from my former teammate and good friend, Tommy Hackenbrook. And at that time, I was also, Matt and I and Nick were in the, we were coaching the NorCal CrossFit teams that were training for the 2014 games. Through that experience coaching NorCal, I met Chris Henshaw, and I had to take his programming and fit it into their overall training plan. And through our conversations talking about what we were going to do to prepare these guys for the games, my mind was completely blown by Chris, just the depth of knowledge that he had in endurance. And at that time, this light bulb just went off in my head. We had three people, and now I was talking to this guy over the phone that filled another gap in our programming. And at the time, I was working with a football team where a quarterback has over 10 different coaches surrounding him. all operating in their, what I'll call unique genius, their expertise, in order to help this one player reach his full potential. A quarterback has his position coach, he has his head coach, offensive coordinator, he has an athletic trainer, he has a strength and conditioning coach, he has his doctor, he has all of these different experts all collaborating together to make sure that this one athlete has everything he needs to progress and grow as quickly as possible to reach his full potential. In the CrossFit world, that wasn't being done. What I saw being done was one coach, and this is how it was for me when I competed. For the most part, it was one coach doing the programming. And we definitely had some other influences, and we learned from other people, from other experts, but it was really just one coach acting as the expert in all of these different fields. And so while I was talking to Chris, this light bulb just went off in my head. Why don't we treat a CrossFit athlete like we do a professional football player? Why don't we put a team of experts around them to make sure that they can reach their full potential? So I moved back to Salt Lake City, and Tommy Hackenbrook says that, or suggests that, we should use the Ute CrossFit name because we had just won the games twice as a team, and he figured everybody would know that name and we would be able to reach more people. And Matt Bruce, being someone that refers to himself in third person, had to have his name in it. So he took Bruce and Ute and made Brute. That's how that started. From there, we hired another teammate of ours, Adrian Conway, to help us coach our athletes as well as programs for general CrossFit. We had to keep our athletes healthy and even rehab them sometimes. So we hired Sean Pastuch of Active Life RX. And then we started coaching a lot of people, had some success. And sometime in 2016, I came to the realization that I had really become a bottleneck for our team, and I was holding us back from taking it to the next level. And I had become so focused on kind of keeping the business together, making sure that we were taking care of business, that I wasn't progressing as a coach. And we needed someone whose sole focus was being the absolute best coach for all of our athletes possible, and someone on the same level as all of the other experts that we had on the team. And so that's when we brought on Nick Fowler, who became the director of strength and conditioning. Over the next few weeks, you'll hear me talk to each one of these experts about exactly what he does to contribute to the Brute program and his general philosophy. Another thing that we're going to touch on a lot is this. And when people ask me, what is Brute all about? This is the kind of stuff that I talk about. And it's this concept that the mind is primary. And this is something that I learned from my old coach, Rob McDonald. We teach a ton of different mental skills, a ton of different concepts surrounding mindset. These are three big ones that stand out to me, and you're going to hear the rest of the coaches talk about some of the most important skills or things to consider in training the mind when we do each one of those episodes. First off, we believe that how you do anything is how you do everything. Many people, when they hear the word mindset training or mental skills development, think of something that they can do before or after workouts, something they can do before or during a competition. And they think that that your mindset is trained only in regards to your sport. And I couldn't disagree more. I think that your mindset that you take into your relationships, your mindset in your career, in self and personal development, is that same exact mindset that you're going to take into competition with you. So one of the big things that we do is we encourage people to pursue excellence in every area of their lives. So that means strive for better relationships, strive for personal development outside of the gym, strive for betterment in your career, betterment in your ability to be a father or brother or son. Mastery is an extremely long process, and you're going to have ups and downs along the way. So the only way to have real longevity in a sport or any discipline is to have water in all of the buckets of your life. So by striving for excellence in all areas, right? Relationships, personal, career, etc. Then when things aren't going your way in training, you have other buckets to pull from. You have other things to give you happiness and to keep you chugging along. The other reason for this is that by pursuing excellence in every area of your life, it just becomes a part of who you are. And at some point, it doesn't take energy to keep up the habits and practices anymore. It's just a part of who you are. Number two is a Stoic principle about focusing on what is inside and outside of your control. So the first step in that is becoming aware of the things that are inside of your control and becoming aware of the things that are outside of your control. Most of us spend the majority of our time focused on things that are outside of our control, like how we compare to others, how much weight we lift, right? At a certain point, how much we lift is just outside of our control. I would love to deadlift 600 pounds today, but I just can't. I'm just not nearly strong enough. I can't. There's nothing I could do today to allow me to lift 600 pounds. We do this in all areas of our life, and it's really just a complete waste of energy because it doesn't move us toward our goal. It just makes us feel like shit. If we can become aware of the things in our life that are outside of our control and then just let those things go and instead focus our actions on things that are entirely inside of our control, like our habits, our attitude, our effort, then we're able to grow and succeed much, much faster. And the third one is this concept that in order to change yourself, first you have to know yourself. And the number one way we teach people to do this is through mindfulness practices or meditation. A person with an untrained mind has a thought and immediately becomes reactive. That thought just controls him or her. Through the practice of meditation, we're able to step back and watch our thoughts and our feelings as they're happening to us. And we can choose ones that serve us and let all of the others go. So it gives us an intimate knowledge of what's going on in our head, and it allows us to serve the thoughts, the beliefs, the stories that serve us, which in return gives us control over the results that we get in life. This is episode 1 of 6 in the What is Brute podcast series. Tune in next week to hear our director of strength and conditioning, Nick Fowler, talk about programming and leadership. If you're interested in learning more about our training programs, you can head to brutestrengthtraining.com.
This episode is finished, but your training journey continues. Head over to brutestrengthtraining.com/SSW and grab your free pack of 32 accessory workouts that you can incorporate into your training and start improving your strength immediately. That's brutestrengthtraining.com/SSW.